spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
Welcome. Glad you're with us. Going to be joined today by Leo Holman for an update on so many issues that we are facing. Where does one begin with all that we're facing? Let's go right away to worldviewreport.com, set up this broadcast hour and the introduction of Leo Holman. We'll go to worldviewreport.com. Here we go. Let's start out with some good news. WHO withdraws 12 of Biden's sovereignty amendments to the WHO. So we're happy about that, but the word is they're going to reintroduce them, that some of the African nations were opposed to it because they wanted it all in one international pandemic treaty. But there you go. That's at the top of the report. Here's one. Fire kills tens of thousands of chickens at Wright County Farm. That takes us to an article by NBC News out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Care 11. On Saturday night, fire destroyed a poultry building at Forsman Farms. Farm spokesman says at least tens of thousands of chickens were killed in the fire. Can someone tell me why we're continually seeing our food facilities and plants and farms burning up? I don't know. Erdogan announces new major military operation in northern Syria against Kurds. Again, interesting that Turkey is taking a bigger and bigger role in Syria, which again fits with biblical prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that coalition in Egypt, in Turkey taking more presence there. Jamie Dimon says J.P. Morgan is bracing itself for an economic hurricane. Doesn't know how big it's going to be, but they are bracing themselves. Part of it, of course, is due to the inflation. You heard that's in quotes, I'm being facetious, economic leaders with the Biden regime telling us that they miscalculated the inflation. Really? Well, that's interesting because I'm not an economist, and yet I knew that this was going to create inflation. This is what we've been talking about for years, right? Keynesian economics. What do you think is going to happen when you expand the money supply? What do you think is going to happen when you pay people to stay at home? What do you think is going to happen when you send billions and trillions of dollars into this program and that program? I mean, what do you think is going to happen? These people are really either Romans 1 fools, vain, useless, and futile. They really are that stupid. Or they're lying. Those are your only two options. U.S. Marine Corps goes woke, celebrates Pride Month with rainbow bullets. Can you imagine what your grandfather and great-grandfather would think of this? I mean, this is again, shows you what a bunch of perverts are in the Pentagon. U.S. Marine Corps goes woke, celebrates Pride Month with rainbow bullets. I'm not kidding you. Look at that, for those watching by television. That is the U.S. Marines. The U.S. Marines Twitter. Throughout June, the United States Marine Corps takes hashtag pride in recognizing and honoring the contributions of our LGBTQ service members. We remain committed to fostering an environment free of discrimination and defend the values of treating all equally with dignity and respect. Well, this isn't about dignity and respect. This is about cultural Marxism. This is about the destruction of the greatest fighting force on the planet with a bunch of LGBT weirdos, transgender, sex changes, and all the chaos that this social experiment brings. But can you believe this is going on in the United States Marine Corps? I mean, again, China has co-opted the White House. China has co-opted our government. And everything you see happening is to the benefit of China and our other enemies. And when we say China, we also mean Iran and Russia and North Korea, because they're all in a military pact together. And you know that China has to just be laughing their heinies off, right? So look at what's happening in this country. The greatest fighting force is being turned into a bunch of clingers. A bunch of clingers in pantyhose and high heels. I mean, can you, again, imagine what your grandfather and that great generation, World War II generation, World War I generation would say. They would. Can you imagine what Douglas MacArthur and General MacArthur and General Patton would say? I mean, how about General Eisenhower? That's why I say we live in a post-communist America. We live in a post-communist America. The communists have accomplished far more than they ever dreamed they could accomplish. They never dreamed they could get the American people, much less the government, to go along to this degree. Shocking. Shocking. Here's another one. New LaSant study destroys the CDC's justification for school mask mandates. Yep. Biden moves to force Americans to mask up again on airplanes. Here we go. Significant cases of neurological disorder associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine. Yep. Everything we were telling you guys 2 years ago is coming true in spades. Here's one. The FBI maintains a workspace, including computer portal, inside the law firm of Perkins Coie. The ramifications are significant. This is very little that surprises me. There is very little that surprises me, says the writer, Sundance, at the Conservative Treehouse. But this is completely stunning. An FBI whistleblower came forth to inform Representative Jim Jordan and Representative Matt Gaetz that the FBI maintains a workspace inside the law firm of Perkins Coie. Perkins Coie. And of course, this is the law firm that's all caught up in all this deep state stuff. So again, we're seeing the blurring of the lines between big government, big business, the deep state. Here we go. China's third aircraft carrier to be launched on Dragon Boat Festival. Huh. Well, here's good news. Right here in Tennessee. Tennessee governor signs full repeal of sales tax on gold and silver. Can we show that guy, guys? Tennessee governor signs full repeal of sales tax on gold and silver. Now, why would you do that? And by the way, there are many other states. With Governor Bill Lee's signature on Friday, Tennessee has officially become the 42nd state in the U.S. to remove sales tax from constitutional sound money, i.e. gold and silver. This is over at Yahoo Finance. Kind of shocking that they would publish that and actually talk about constitutional sound money. Well, it passed the House and the Senate, and he signed it. And substantial grassroots support tipped the balance. Why are they doing this, you think? I think they're doing this because they want people here in Tennessee to own gold and silver. They want people to own gold and silver. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. And I think they want to get as much gold and silver inside the borders of their various states, including here in Tennessee. They want this. They know what's going to happen. And I think many of them and their family and their friends and their businesses are purchasing gold and silver. So that's very interesting. What else do we have? Real wealth destruction. The Deutsche Bank chart shows that what could happen to assets in a repeat of the stagflation of the 1970s. And by the way, they go on to report that gold and silver could skyrocket, again, like it did under Carter. And then finally this one. Federal cybersecurity, no, not this one. Another nuclear plant closes. Get ready for electricity shortages. That's right. Another plant closes. And yet they're talking constantly about what? Blackouts, rolling blackouts. Everything that we seem to be talking about, folks, is planned destruction. Manufactured crisis, planned destruction every time we turn around. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Joining me now is columnist Leo Holman of leoholman.com. Leo, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Leo. Did we lose Leo?
I guess
we lost Leo, so we'll reconnect with Leo. What else do we got while we're waiting on Leo? Here we go. Here's one. This one I've reported on several times over the years. This one I've reported on several times over the years, but it's time to report on it again. And a viewer reminded me, which is really interesting because I thought about this last week, ran out of time to go find it, and then a viewer emailed me and said, can you talk about this? So it's so interesting how sometimes the things I bring up, I was already wanting to bring up, just ran out of time to go find it, and then you guys are saying, hey, talk about this. So a lot of times we're tracking, this audience and I are tracking in the same thought process. But I found the article. I couldn't find it at the New American. I don't know what they did with it over at the New American. But this is an article published by John F. McManus. I think John's an attorney, actually, back in 1995. And it was over at the New American. But this is republished over at Jews for the preservation of firearms ownership. That's a great organization name. Jews for the preservation of firearms ownership. Now, why would they be, why do you think Jews might be in favor? It's really shocking, too. You have so many Jews that want, they're for the ending of the 10th Amendment, or excuse me, the Second Amendment. But the Jews that are actually know what's going on, why would they want the preservation? Because if the Jews had been armed, the Holocaust may never have happened. Can you imagine 5 million Jews armed? Now, of course, that's women and children included. But think of all the Jews and Gentiles, if they were armed, what they could have done to stop the Holocaust. Well, this is an article from back in 1995. And this is about a survey that was done. Veteran readers of the New American are vibrantly aware of the May 10th, 1994 Combat Arms Survey administered to 300 active duty Marines at the United States Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, 29 Palms, California, among its 46 questions. The Marines were asked if they would be willing to swear to a United Nations Code of Conduct and if they would fire on Americans who refused to turn over their privately owned weapons to the government. Remember, folks, this was in 94. How much destruction have they done to our military since 94? Stand down orders for promotions till they root out the patriots. Loading the military up with LGBTQ people. Other questions sought their approval or disapproval about their involvement in an assortment of operations far removed from proper military assignments, such as which would even place them under formal UN command. One of the Marines who participated in this exercise became so disturbed by the questions that he obtained an extra copy and sent it to the New American. No sooner had our published report about this survey reached readers than several congressmen fired off inquiries to the Marine Corps and Navy. Spokesmen for both branches of the service issued statements claiming there was really nothing to be concerned about, that the survey was merely part of its author's research for a master's degree thesis. But that explanation nearly sidesteps a far more important consideration. The aura of official acceptance of these subversive attitudes would certainly lead some of the Marines toward believing that they should hold them as well. It is our contention that no one wearing a uniform of the U.S. Armed Forces should ever allow troops under his command to be subjected to such totally unconstitutional thinking. And then they go through the survey. But remember, the shocking thing was how many of them would fire on Americans, would take their guns, and would swear an oath to the United Nations. That sets up our conversation pretty well today. Joining me now is Leo Holman, I hope. Leo, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Leo. Thanks for joining us. Any thoughts on this opening monologue and all the news stories I'm covering here today? We're having quite the day, aren't we? All right, so we'll reconnect with Leo. Maybe we can get a landline. I don't know. Maybe he's on a cell phone or something. I don't know, but we're having quite the problems today with connecting to Leo. We have some important things to talk about with Leo. Absolutely important things to talk about that he's been researching and talking to me about, and we're going to bring it to you after this break, Lord willing, right? In the meantime, our website is worldviewradio.com. Don't forget about our Ozarks conference coming up. Leo will be there. Dr. Andy Woods, Karen Kingston, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough. I mean, it's just a big group of people. All the details at WVWTVstore.com. It's filling fast. We only have seating for 1,000. And when it's full, it's full. We sold out last year. We'll sell out again this year. Full details, WVWTVstore.com. We'll be right back after this break. Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. What a day. What a day. All right, I'm going to let you in a little secret. Behind me is the typical blue background you guys are all used to. And all of a sudden, it starts flipping to other graphics behind me. I'm like, what is going on now? So Logan came rushing from the control room into the studio and went behind the big screens. These are real. A lot of people wonder if this is a blue screen. No, these are real, big old televisions. And then we can put whatever graphics we want up on them. So he went rushing around behind those televisions to find out why this blue screen was changing to other graphics. The little black schnauzer had made it into the studio, was sitting up on the keyboard. Yeah. One of those days. But it does make you laugh.
Doggone it.
Doggone it. Yeah, that's right. Doggone it. All right. Joining me now is Leo Holman. Leo, let's try this again, the third time, Leo.
Yeah, I'm on my landline now, so hopefully this will be better.
Hopefully it will. Okay, so what did you make of my opening monologue and all these news stories?
From what I heard of it, Brandon, which was probably less than half of what you actually said in that monologue, I think you raised some legitimate questions. The history of, I heard some history being sprinkled in there of the U.S. military and whether or not they would fire on Americans.
Yes.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it's a story. It's a story from the 29 Palms, U.S. United States Marines. They were given a survey, and it was written on by the New American and attorney John F. McManus back in 95. And yes, indeed, they were asked if they would swear an oath to the U.N., would they be willing to go around and confiscate the guns of U.S. citizens and even fire on them if necessary. And the results were very disturbing. That was in 95. Can you imagine what it would be today after another, 25 years of brainwashing?
Another 25 years of brainwashing and another 20 years at least, 15, 20 years of purging our American military officer corps of all of the real patriots. I mean, basically under Obama, if you were a patriot, you did not get promoted, and you were lucky if you did not get rooted out of the military. So this has been going on for years. They've been wanting to get the guns for years. That's one thing that really sets America apart, Brandon, as you know, among nations in the world. It was really two things. You got the First Amendment, which they've pretty much shredded that, and you've got the Second Amendment. There's other things, but those are two of the big biggies that make America special and particularly difficult to subvert and take over from within. And so they've been warring against the First and Second Amendment for a very long time. And I think they got us to the point where it's either going to work or it's not, and they're going to trigger something major. I feel it in my bones, Brandon. I don't know about you. I don't know if it will be successful, but I feel like it's go for broke time for these globalists.
Well, I do, too, and I mentioned it last night on TV, and I think I've mentioned it here on radio, and the reason it is, I believe one reason it is because so many people are waking up. Information,
yes.
Information, information,
yes.
Education, 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 to refute the information operation, the propaganda war. They have had a free run with the corporate media, but then all of a sudden you have the growth of the alternative media. And groups like Lindell TV, Frank Speech, VCY America is growing. They're adding stations, terrestrial radio stations all across the country. We're all growing, and we're growing with our listenership. But here's the thing that's the big, I think, tipping point. The left and the right are now agreeing in many regards to work together. I'm not talking all of the right. I'm not talking all of the left. But there is an increasing number of people who would describe themselves as Democrats. Some would describe themselves as progressives. Some would describe themselves as very liberal in certain areas. But Dr. Naomi Wolf sounds like a hardcore conservative, and she and I are agreeing on so many issues related to the government's been captured by Communist China, the censorship, the death shot, masking, people dying from this, babies dying from this because their mothers have been given the shot, and
they're
and then you've got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and then you've got Dr. Steve Kurdish. in the last few weeks and months, I've interviewed these people. They're admittedly on the left, but we're agreeing. That is dangerous for the globalist.
Absolutely. I always said if left and right ever met in the middle to fight their real oppressors and got out of this Democrat, Republican, right-left paradigm, that it would be all over for the globalists, Brannon.
Yep.
And you brought up Naomi Wolf. She put out an article yesterday titled, I think you have it on your Worldview Report site, Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide.
Yep.
It's really true. They know they are killing the babies. That could have been written as an addendum to my article, which I just put out last Thursday, saying that the globalists have entered the kill phase with the Great Reset. In order to fully implement the Great Reset, they need to eliminate at least half of the world population. And so she is basically, without knowing me, and I doubt she read my article, she's writing a follow-up addendum to it. We are totally on the same wavelength, yes.
And last, Karen King went on, and we'll get the TV today. It's my fault. I have to title all of segments.
Losing unless, you, Brandon.
I'll get the interview we did last night with Karen Kingston online. I have to title the segments. But last night I did a interview with Karen Kingston, and we went into the Pfizer data, and we showed from the Pfizer data the female participant reproductive inclusion criteria, what they did, what they didn't do, who they included, who they didn't include, because they knew full well what was going on with this vaccine, so-called, and what it would do to pregnant mothers, what it would do to children, et cetera, et cetera. So we showed last night with Karen Kingston the hardcore proof this is genocide. So you combine Karen Kingston's work with Naomi Wolf's work, with your work. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly the data that Naomi Wolf is using to write her article. The Pfizer data that they wanted to keep hidden from the American people for 75 years. Now, why was it that they wanted to keep that data hidden?
Yeah.
Because it flies in the face with the data that they have posted, the lies that they have posted on the CDC website, the NIH website, the FDA website. It's all lies. They had this data in the palm of their sweaty hands telling them that it was killing people. It was giving them heart problems that they never had before. And this is in the internal trials, okay? This is in the initial trials. 1,200 people died, according to Naomi Wolf's article posted yesterday. And they wanted to keep this hidden from the American people for 75 years. Why? Because it's a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. It's time we stop giving these people the benefit of the doubt. They want you dead. They want your children dead. These are killers. They're mass murderers, and they need to be held to account.
Absolutely. And I don't know if we can go to the screen, guys. I know you got your hands full in there with things going on. But if we can go to the screen here, look at this. This is in Leo's article at leohoman.com for those watching by television. The Economist magazine, okay? The coming food catastrophe. That looks like stalks of like wheat, doesn't it? Right? That look like wheat to you? Just kind of average little stalks of wheat. Now, let me zoom in on it. What is it really, folks? It's skeletons. It's skulls. It's skulls. It's dead people. Okay? What are they foreshadowing here, the economists? These people love to telegraph what's coming, don't they? Leo?
They absolutely do. I saw some article earlier today. I've read so much, I don't remember where it was. But it was saying that we're in for the world is going to experience horrific famine within 10 years. or 8 years, it said by the end of the 2020s. Can you believe that? So they're telegraphing it, but at the same time, they tell lies. Yeah, it's going to be bad, it's going to be horrible, but it won't start until around 2030. You know, So do not believe the lies. They always leak out the truth, but then they cover it with a lie. It's this doublespeak, you know?
Yep.
And it's all just to create confusion and chaos, and I call it diabolical disorientation. That's what they would like the American public and the world public to be in a state, a continuous state of disorientation.
Yep.
Why? Because that's how they push their narrative forward. I've always said they want us sick, scared, confused, and broke, and divided.
Yep.
That's the only way that they can pull this off. And like you said, they feel it slipping away. Too many people are waking up. They feel that their jig is up if they don't move. And that's why you see Justin Trudeau. Canada is a leader in this. China is the model. They're already where they want people to be in every country. But Canada and Australia and to a certain extent New Zealand are the countries that we should watch. Those are the models for the Western world. They're moving ahead of all the other formerly free Western nations, as I call them, with this dictatorial, tyrannical agenda. He announced yesterday that handguns are now forbidden. No more sales, no more manufacture, no more importation, and they're going to be monitoring. The law hasn't even been passed yet, but when it gets passed, it's going to take a few months for it to go into effect. And a reporter asked Trudeau, well, what are you going to do in the interim? He spoke with complete confidence, like he knew this was all orchestrated and there's no way to stop it, even though the law hasn't even been passed yet. He was talking about it as if it had already been passed and that there's going to be this interim grace period, he said, and the reporter said, well, what are you going to do about gun sales during that grace period? He said, oh, they'll be monitored. And they'll be content. He said the government will continue to monitor, which tells you they're already monitoring the gun sales, taking notes, surveilling and taking notes, who's buying what. They've already been doing that, and they'll continue to do that, he said, so they'll know where the guns are when this law takes effect. So what? They can go and get them.
And they're doing that in America.
And Australia and New Zealand already have done this.
And they're doing this
with the mosque. It took one mosque shooting in New Zealand to completely ban guns and go round them up. And most people just turn them in willingly.
And they're doing this in America.
I don't know that that's going to happen here. Do you, Brandon?
Well, they're doing this in America already. The ATF, as we saw with Mike Hammond last night in Gun Owners of America the other day, they have a database against federal law. They're breaking, the central government, the federal government breaks the law. Yeah, with impunity.
Yeah.
They're collecting a database. They know every gun for years and years and years that people have purchased, what kind, who they are, their address, everything about them. So they have a gun registry already to confiscate the guns of Americans should they try. But now you got this clown in the White House that is now talking about, you know, getting rid of 9mm. I mean, and you and I were talking off the air about them wanting to get us down to, you know, 10 rounds in a clip, you know, from what, you know, 16, some clips are 16, down to 10. Now they want to take your AR-15. You give them your AR-15, they'll be coming for your 9mm handgun. You give them from 16 rounds in a clip for your handgun down to 10, they'll come and make you have 5 and 1. I mean, you don't negotiate with communists, okay? You don't negotiate with communists. And what we have to understand is these people are killers. They're killers. They will murder you. They will destroy you. They will set you up. They will manufacture evidence. And evidence that they are killers, bloodthirsty killers. Look, California, they simply just passed a bill to kill babies at 28 days. We'll be right back. All right, something I heard the other day, that I have not heard anyone making a bigger, you know, big deal out of, which to me was like, what? What did I just say? And so sure enough, NPR, I like to go to NPR because I like to, for folks to see the liberals report the news when they get it right. So people say this, that's right-wing conspiracy. No, here's NPR. Secret tape made after Columbine shows the NRA's evolution on school shootings. All right, November 9th, 2021 is the article. But what it is talking about is soon after the Columbine High School shooting in 1999, senior leaders of the National Rifle Association huddled on a conference call to consider canceling their annual convention scheduled just days later a few miles away. Now, I thought to myself, wait a minute. I don't know if I ever knew that or remembered it, probably being that it was 1999, didn't remember. I'm sure it was all over the news at the time, just didn't remember. The NRA was going to hold their annual convention in Colorado just a few days after the Columbine massacre and just a few miles away. And then comes the Uvalde, Texas shooting, and the NRA is going to be holding their convention in Texas. So let me get this right. Massive school shooting in Colorado, NRA's holding their convention in Colorado, 1999. 2022, one of the biggest school shootings, probably number two, I'd have to go check and see, but certainly up there, a massive school shooting in 2022, Uvalde, and in Texas, and a few days later, NRA's holding a convention in Texas. I don't know if I believe that's coincidental. What say you, Leo?
Oh, that's either just a humongous coincidence, Brannon, or there's something there.
Had you heard this before?
You know, like I said, it only took one shooting in New Zealand to get the guns. It's taking a lot more here in the United States. And isn't it interesting that these shootings, these school shootings, were down to almost null under the Trump administration, and as soon as Biden takes office, there's like one every other month. And sometimes every other week. So there's a lot of coincidences, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's more than one, and it all adds up to the same thing. Something is not right with these school shootings. Something is being orchestrated. People, I believe, this is just my opinion, that these shooters are being groomed. These young teenage and early 20 type male live in your basement type men who have mental problems are being groomed. We know for a fact that the Buffalo shooter was in communication in a chat room with a retired FBI agent for months before he did the Buffalo shooting. And guess what, folks? He even ran his plan of attack by this so-called retired FBI agent 30 minutes before he launched the attack.
Well, and I think there's even, by the way, had you ever heard of the NRA convention in Colorado days before after Columbine?
No.
Or the one in NRA being in Texas with that school shooting? Had you ever heard this? I mean, this is fascinating, is it not?
It is, and I did not know that about Columbine and the NRA being in Colorado.
Well, here's a headline over at Big League Politics. Buffalo, New York mass shooter, had been coached by former FBI agent. The recent mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, had repeatedly been coached by a former FBI agent before committing his heinous actions. Law enforcement sources have informed the Buffalo News that a supposedly retired federal agent was in a chat room with the killer and was given advance notice of what he was planning to do at least 30 minutes beforehand. The former agent never informed authorities. A law enforcement source said the former federal agent regularly stoked the accused gunman with racism, anti-Semitism, and other propaganda designed to inflame the deranged man. Quote, these were like-minded people who used this chat group to talk about their shared interest in racial hatred, replacement theory, and hatred of anyone who is Jewish, a person of color, or not of European ancestry, end quote, the law enforcement source stated. Quote, what is especially upsetting is that these six people received advance notice of the Buffalo shooting about 30 minutes before it happened. Now, I want to know more about this. The law enforcement said the federal agent regularly stoked the accused gunman. So how many months or weeks was he doing this, or days? And
The article I read said months. I don't know how many months, but months are too long. And does this not sound reminiscent of the way that the FBI handled itself in Michigan with regard to the Governor Whitmer kidnapping incident?
Yep.
Where they were there on the ground in Michigan, stoking and encouraging these militia-type guys to pull off this audacious kidnapping thing. And it all came out in the trial, and there was acquittals about a couple of months ago, several months ago. And then look at January 6th, where we know there were FBI agents on the ground acting as agitators, stoking what happened there on January 6th, 2020. So the FBI has become, Brandon, I don't even have a great word for it, but the FBI has become something other than what people give it credit for.
Yes.
People say, oh, it's corrupt. This is beyond corruption. This is criminal activity of the highest order. The FBI, if we had an honest government, if an honest government were to take over Congress in the November elections, the thing that they would do on day one would be to defund the FBI and hold hearings to find out exactly who has gotten into that organization and turned it into what it has become, which is a criminal cartel that goes around stoking violence against Americans and instigating violence against Americans and setting up false flags like what happened on January 6th and in Michigan with the Governor Whitmer so-called kidnapping. This is outrageous, and until I see hearings and a moratorium on funding for the FBI, I will trust no government. I don't care if it's a Republican government. I don't care if it's a Trump government. I don't care who's running that government. Until I see the FBI taken down and put through a filter, a sieve, to find out exactly how and where it went wrong, then that is not an honest government.
Is the FBI a criminal organization, Leo?
That's what I said. Yes, I believe it's my opinion that it's a criminal organization.
Look at this headline from this. It's over at worldviewreport.com. DOJ again refuses to charge FBI agents in case of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. I mean, every time you turn around, the FBI is just dirty. I mean, dirty, dirty, dirty. I mean, they're the ones that turned a blind eye to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, just a dirty agency.
They're the ones who sat on the Hunter Biden laptop, said
yep.
that it was Russian disinformation.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah. Everywhere you look, this organization is dirty and something has gone awry. And I would like to know when it happened, who was responsible for it, and why is there no accountability. Until that happens, Brandon, I will view no government in this country as legitimate.
Absolutely. Well, we got Terry Turchie. I quote it all the time, but I would remind our audience. We got Terry Turchie, the former Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterterrorism Division of the FBI, stating, we are no longer under the rule of law. And by the way, he's working on a new book, and people will really appreciate what he's writing about. We are no longer under the rule of law.
Right. So if we are no longer under the rule of law, what are we under? Has a coup actually taken place?
Yes.
And the vast majority of Americans just don't realize it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are we a satellite nation of China?
Yes. I mean, Naomi Wolf, again, a self-described progressive, is saying the White House has been captured by the communist Chinese.
Then we are nothing but a satellite nation of the Chinese Communist Party.
I mean,
we are no longer an independent sovereign nation. And that would explain why they were trying to hand over sovereignty to the World Health Organization on so-called public health emergencies of an international concern. Wouldn't that be convenient? They could fit literally any political agenda item they wanted could be pigeonholed into a so-called health emergency, starting off with the so-called gun violence.
Yep.
Yes. And that would be a pretext to, again, launch a nationwide firearm. Collect all the firearms. It's a public health emergency. We must act, and the World Health Organization is recommending it, and our government is following it. That's how it would go down. Thank God we defeated that last week, that sovereign sovereignty-snatching, those sovereignty-stealing amendments. 12 of the 13 were withdrawn. They're going to continue to try to get those passed, even if it requires a special meeting. Some people are saying that meeting of the World Health Organization could take place in the fall, September, October.
Yep.
Who knows when, but they're not going to let it die. Why? Because it's not an American government sitting in the White House or heading up any of these federal agencies. It is a satellite criminal organization under the total control of the Chinese Communist Party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you something. When they knock down people's doors, when they try arresting people, or they do arrest their political opponents, these people, what they're doing, Leo, hear me and hear me well, audience. What these people are doing at the federal level is they are acting like they are the rule of law while they decimate the law. They are acting like they are the rule of law while they decimate the law. They are acting like they are lawful, constitutional organizations and institutions carrying out their lawful and constitutional duty while they're doing the exact opposite. This is what a color revolution looks like. A color revolution is all about intelligence groups, military groups, shadow governments, whatever you want to call them, carrying out under the color of another, you know, group. They appear as one thing when they're really the opposite, to give them cover. So they've carried out a revolution. Then they have their thugs within the government go around, charge and arrest their political enemies, and people think, oh, well, they're just doing their job. If they were to show up and say, we are representing communist China, and we're here to take you down, take you out, and prosecute you because you're an American, well, no one would go for that. So what they're doing is everything, psychological projection. They call us what they are, subversive, revolutionaries, domestic terrorists, whatever. That's what they are. They come after people and charge them with things and go after them. But really, this is nothing more than deep state, globalist, communist, Marxist posing as legitimate, lawful, constitutional people in historic institutions that used to be that. But this is all being done under a color, under a camouflage, which confuses people. Because they think, well, I'll just go through the process. I don't like what's happening to me. I'll go through the process and it'll all work out. No! It won't, because your government and your judges and your courts and everything, for the most part, has been captured. So if they were really put on the uniform of the communist, we would all know what the rules are. But they're wearing the uniform of institutions that once were anti-communist and that people think are legitimate, lawful, but they're not. Does that make sense? I mean, this is a brilliant strategy. I don't want to denigrate any profession, but it's like a police officer wearing a police uniform who then makes his way in and abuses people or accosts people or sexually assaults people using his uniform for the trust to get it done. This is no different. Do you agree?
I absolutely do. I mean, that's a legal term, what you described there, the color of law. People can look it up in a law dictionary and they'll find the definition in there, but you pretty much gave it brilliantly there, Brandon. It's someone acting under the color of a legal authority. They're wearing the uniform or whatever it is that makes them official, but they're actually working for someone else with a totally different agenda.
Yep. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Do you think these school shooters are acting on their own? That's my question. All right, welcome back. 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. 1-800-347-9829. Do you think that these school shooters are operating independently? Here's a question, Leo, before we go to the phone lines. Where did this kid who's supposedly poor get $6,000 in guns, ammo, and body armor? Where did he get that?
Well, that question hasn't been answered, has it?
No.
As usual, the normally curious mainstream corporate media suddenly loses its curiosity whenever the government hands it a narrative and just runs with the government's narrative. That's why I call the corporate media state-run media. It's no different than the media in Russia or China or North Korea, for that matter. All it does is, especially when you have a favorable administration in place, like the Democrat administration in the White House, it is nothing but parroting the government narrative. They never question it. They never second guess it. They never investigate it to see if it's actually true. They just take it at face value as being true.
Absolutely. Let's go to line one. Robert, thanks for calling in, Robert.
Yes, how you doing there, Brandon? I just want to call in and say I got my book, finally, Marcianity, and I get the whole overall picture. So, you know, and I've been, you know, listening to you for over the last 10 years or so. You know, I see the government trying to starve us and trying to, you know, run us out of gas when they should have kept all the policies in place that Trump had. But, you know, it's all the overall scheme of Red China, you know, to manipulate our economy and destroy us from within.
Absolutely, Robert. You know, Leo, before we go to another caller, everything we see being done, we should ask ourselves this question. Does this benefit our national enemies? Does this benefit our national enemies? And if the answer is yes, then we have to ask, then who's doing it and why? Because none of this stuff was happening under Trump. None of this stuff has happened under any other president to this degree or anything. Some of this has never happened.
Well, it's been the frog in the boiling pot of water. A lot has happened over the years, but it's been gradual. We've never seen this much happen in 1 year, not even a full year and a half yet of this administration. And it's just like we talked about off the air, Brandon, it's like they're throwing everything at us and seeing what will work. So far, nothing has worked, and so they're getting increasingly desperate and going to increasingly more bizarre scenarios. Trying to set up a disinformation governance board. Well, that didn't work, so now they're trying it, you know, through more sneaky methods. But it's the same thing: trying to censor the American public, trying to shut down all dissenting voices. If you don't agree with that government media narrative, you are now the enemy and somehow an enemy of the people who is dangerous to America and so-called undermining its democracy. That's the narrative. That's the talking point. They never waver from it. You even hear it on Fox News sometimes.
And even as, again, Naomi, Dr. Wolf pointed out, she's saying, look, this is genocide. The government knew what these trials were showing, and the government still got behind this and pushed it and funded it with $1 billion to different organizations, including reportedly Fox News and Newsmax, $1 billion to push this. The government knew it. There was a genocide between the big pharma and big government, and now we have government in California looking already through the House now to pass a bill to kill babies up to 28 days. So, I mean, at some point, why don't they just open the prison doors and let everybody that's being held for murder out? Because the biggest murderer is the government. Leo?
Well, I heard Dr. Is it Tish or Dit? I forget his last name now, but he was on War Room this morning. Very prominent doctor who was saying that it was purposely, they were ratcheting up the fear through COVID, because why? A fearful people is a compliant people.
Yep.
Yes. And so Tish, I believe, Dr. Tish, anyway, they need to keep us disoriented. They need to keep us fearful. If we could just get rid of that fear, Brandon, and that's what it is. They're trying to bring back the masks now.
Yeah, on the planes. Yep. Let's go to Sandy real quick. Sandy, line two. Sandy, thanks for calling in, Sandy.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. This comment is directed toward the CCP running our country behind the scenes. And I believe the CCP is combing through all our policies, all our regulations, and either trying to change them or just reverse them to strengthen them and destroy us here in the U.S. Also, I think the government is involved in drone strikes to start fires in the 16 different food processing plants.
Sure.
And that's my comment.
Sure makes one wonder, doesn't it? I mean, it makes one wonder. Let's go to Zoe, line 3. Zoe, thanks for calling in, Zoe.
Hi, Brandon. I just wanted to say to you, before you posted that
Naomi
Wolf article, I did make a comment on her site a couple days before, I think, I wanted her to know who I was and that I was a friend of Brandon House. I was kind of nervy, I guess. And, of course, just because we never met each other, but still.
But we are friends. You call in regularly. I consider you a friend.
But I wanted her to know that even though we don't agree politically, her article moved me very much. I was just completely overwhelmed by it. And I want to thank Leo, too, for his. I follow him all the time. And thank you for – and China's in the White House, and we know it. And everything you guys are saying is true. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you. Let's go to Wayne. Wayne from Gregory, South Dakota. Thanks for calling in, Wayne.
Thank you. I just wanted to commend you and Leo on what you're doing. I compare it to going to a doctor and getting stage 4 diagnosis of cancer. It's not pleasant at all, alarming and scary, but that's where America is at. We're stage 4, it looks like to me. And like the Bible says, paraphrasing, America is going to perish for lack of knowledge. American people don't wake up and know this. That's my comment. I had one question. Do you know of all the military men that have been purged out of our ranks, have they formed any coalition to try to inform the American people of how our military has been taken over by getting rid of the Patriots?
Yes. There actually is a group of retired generals and admirals that have signed multiple letters. We've done shows on it. With General Thomas McInerney, General Vallely, there are a group of them, Colonel Sellen. There's a group of colonels and admirals, or generals and admirals, that have signed a bunch of letters talking about the Marxist Revolution in America. It's time for me probably to do an update on that. So you're prompting me to do that, Wayne. Thank you for that. I'll do that. I'll work on that and get General McInerney on here. Leo's website is leohoman.com, leohoman.com. Leo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me on.
And our website, of course, is worldviewradio.com, and our store, wvwtvstore.com. Tickets for the Ozarks are selling out, so get on board. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brandon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, VCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on VCY America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.